Welcome back to the Deep Dive. You know, today we're going kind of global. But stick with me here, folks. In Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena are going to want to hear this one. Trust me, it all comes back around to local impact eventually.
Absolutely.
So we're diving into USA, you know, those big old bags of grain.
Right.
Yeah. Well, turns out there's a whole lot more to them than meets the eye. It all started with their website and social media just going dark. Poof. Gone.
Like, seriously, overnight. It was wild.
I know, right? Total mystery. Yeah. Plus, this is all happening right as the new Trump administration freezes all their activities. There's even talk of shutting them down entirely or folding them into the State Department.
Yeah.
But first things first, for anyone who's not totally up on USA, what do they actually do?
Well, officially, USA stands for the United States Agency for International Development, been around since the 60s. And their mission, you know, on paper is all about providing development assistance, humanitarian aid, that kind of thing. You know, working in health, education, agriculture, even promoting democracy.
Right. Promoting democracy. Okay.
But it goes beyond just aid.
Beyond aid. Okay. Now you've got my attention.
See, USI also plays a pretty big role in U.S. foreign policy, even in efforts to, like, influence regime change in certain countries.
Whoa, hold up. Regime change. Now, that sounds serious. Huh. What exactly does that even mean? And how does USI get involved?
Basically, it means supporting efforts to replace a country's existing government with a new one. And the way USAID does this is by funneling billions of dollars to these NGOs, non-governmental organizations operating in those countries.
Okay.
And these NGOs, they often work to kind of undermine the current regime and promote U.S. interests, sometimes acting as what some folks call shadow governments.
Shadow governments.
Okay.
So definitely not just about bags of grain anymore, huh? This is starting to sound a little shady, to be honest. The source we're looking at actually uses the word pernicious to describe USAID's activities. What do you think about that word pernicious?
Yeah, pernicious. It implies something harmful, insidious.
Yeah.
You know, like USAID's actions might be having these unintended negative consequences. And there are definitely examples that back that up. Like, take Ukraine, for instance. After the recent funding freeze, Ukrainian media outlets suddenly found themselves struggling. And get this, 90% of them were funded by USAID.
90%.
Wow.
Yeah. So it raises some big questions about whether there even is truly independent media in Ukraine and the potential for the U.S. to basically control the narrative there, which is kind of disturbing.
Yeah, that is disturbing. It makes you wonder about, you know, how reliable information really is, who's really shaping the stories we hear. It makes you think our listeners in Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena, they really value trustworthy local news.
Yeah.
So I know this idea will resonate with them.
Absolutely. And this situation with Ukraine, it highlights a potentially really dangerous thing, a closed propaganda loop.
A closed propaganda loop. What's that?
So picture this: U.S.-funded Ukrainian media feeds info to U.S. outlets, right? Okay. Which then influences what Congress decides about getting further involved in the region. It's a cycle.
Wow. That is a scary thought. It just shows how interconnected everything is.
Yeah.
You know, even when we're talking about stuff happening on the other side of the world. And it really connects back to this idea of thinking critically about the information we're consuming, whether it's about local stuff or international affairs.
Couldn't agree more. And this brings us to another controversial aspect of USAID's activities. They may have been involved in funding gain-of-function research on coronaviruses at the Wuhan lab.
Okay, now this is where things get really interesting and potentially a lot closer to home for our listeners in Southeast Houston.
Right. This article suggests that USAID may have indirectly funded research that actually contributed to the COVID-19 pandemic through a grant to an organization called EcoHealth Alliance. Now, if that's true, it raises some serious questions about transparency, accountability, and the risks of this kind of research.
Yeah, if that's true, that's a big deal.
It is a big deal. And it makes you wonder about the whole system, you know?
Absolutely. All right, so we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll unpack the potential implications of all this for folks focused on making a difference locally. So stay with us.
Yeah, I can definitely see why this would raise some eyebrows. I mean, the pandemic impacted everyone, right? Including folks right here in Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena. We all went through those lockdowns, mask mandates, the fear of getting sick. So to think that, you know, a U.S. agency might have played a role in how this virus even started, it's definitely something worth digging into.
No doubt. It really highlights how important it is to understand where our tax dollars are going.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what kind of research is being funded with our money?
Mm.
And it raises questions about, you know, the potential consequences of scientific research. Do we need more oversight? Things like that.
For sure. So where do we go from here then? What are the implications of all this, especially for folks like our listeners who are, you know, focused on making a difference locally? Well, I think first and foremost, it shows us how important transparency and accountability are. not just for government agencies like USAA, but for all institutions that have power and influence, whether it's, you know, a national agency or even just a local school board. We need to be able to see what's going on and hold those in charge responsible for their actions.
Absolutely. That's a principle that's at the heart of the Think and Act Locally ethos. Yeah. You know, empowering residents to be informed and engaged in their own communities, knowing how to ask the right questions, demand transparency. That's essential for holding people accountable, whether it's at a city council meeting or, you know, on a national stage.
Exactly. And this whole USA situation, it shows how connected global and local issues really are. You know what I mean? What might seem like some far-off foreign policy decision can end up having ripple effects that impact our daily lives. Everything from, you know, the spread of a pandemic to the price we pay at the gas pump.
It's a great point. Yeah. You know, staying informed about what's happening in the world is important,
yeah,
even if our main focus is on making things better in our own community. Because let's face it, things like pandemics and, you know, economic downturns, they don't care about city limits. They affect all of us.
That's right. And it brings us back to critical thinking. We can't just take information at face value.
Right.
We have to dig deeper, consider different perspectives, and form our own opinions based on the evidence.
Yeah, it's about connecting the dots, understanding how decisions made on a global level can have real consequences for our local communities. And that's a valuable skill to have no matter what you're doing.
Right.
Whether you're trying to figure out how a government agency is operating or you're just trying to solve a local problem like traffic congestion or school funding.
I couldn't agree more. It's about being engaged citizens, you know, in our communities and in the world.
Absolutely. So speaking of USA, the source we're looking at actually argues that they should just shut the whole agency down. What do you think about that?
It's definitely a bold statement, and it raises some really important questions. I mean, on the one hand, this article makes a strong case about the potential dangers of a government agency having so much power and influence, especially when there are questions about transparency and the possibility of manipulation.
Right. But on the other hand, USA does provide a lot of crucial aid during times of crisis. You know, those bags of grain we talked about. That humanitarian work is important, and for a lot of people around the world, that aid is a lifeline.
It's definitely a complicated issue with no easy answers, and it shows just how important it is to have thoughtful discussions and debates about this. I mean, if USAID is abolished, what happens then? What fills that void? Do private organizations step in? Do other countries try to exert their influence? These are all questions we have to think about.
It seems like any decision is going to have both positive and negative consequences, you know? It's a reminder that even when people have good intentions, there are often trade-offs and unintended outcomes. And it shows how important it is to approach these things with nuance and critical thinking.
I agree. It's rare to find a clear-cut solution, you know? It's more about weighing the benefits against the risks and making informed decisions based on the evidence.
So what can our listeners in Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena take away from all this?
I'd say the big takeaway is that even though the future of USAID might seem like a distant concern, it really highlights some principles that are relevant to all of us no matter where we live.
Yeah, like the importance of transparency and accountability.
Yeah.
The connection between local and global issues. The power of critical thinking.
Exactly. And the importance of staying informed and engaged, you know? Because whether we're talking about a national agency or our local school board, the decisions that are made affect our lives.
It all comes back to that idea of think and act locally, doesn't it?
Yeah.
We need to be aware of what's happening in the world.
Yeah.
But we also need to be involved in shaping our own communities.
Absolutely. Because at the end of the day, it's our communities that feel the impact of these decisions. And it's our responsibility to make sure our voices are heard.
This has been a really fascinating deep dive, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like I've learned a lot about USAID and all the complexities of foreign aid and international relations.
Me too. It's a topic that doesn't get enough attention, but as we've seen, it can have major consequences that touch all of our lives.
And for our listeners who are passionate about making a difference in their own communities, I encourage you to check out Think and Act Locally. They're a great resource for information and inspiration.
You can find them at thinkandactlocally.com/donate. Every donation helps them keep doing what they do, empowering local communities.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep making the world a better place, one local action at a time.
It's interesting to think about, you know, if USAID does get shut down, could that actually create opportunities for local organizations, like Think and Act Locally, to kind of step up and fill the gap?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, if the government starts pulling back from foreign aid, it could open up space for, you know, private organizations, NGOs, even just local communities to get more involved. Yeah. And I imagine there would be challenges, of course, but also a ton of potential for innovation and grassroots solutions. Maybe you would shift the focus from these top-down aid programs to more community-driven initiatives.
That's a really interesting thought, you know. What if instead of relying on a big government agency to decide what aid looks like, we empowered local communities to figure out their own needs and come up with their own solutions? That could be way more sustainable and effective in the long run.
Right. It totally aligns with that think and act locally philosophy of giving people the tools and resources they need to make a difference in their own communities. It's recognizing that local knowledge and local action can be incredibly powerful.
Exactly. It's about changing the whole approach. You know, moving away from that what can we do for you mentality and towards a what can we do together approach.
Love that. And I think that's something that can resonate with a lot of people, no matter what their political beliefs are. It's about empowering communities, fostering collaboration, finding creative ways to solve problems together.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's recognizing that we all have a part to play in building a better future, whether it's right here in our neighborhood or, you know, on a global scale. And sometimes those really impactful changes, they start small, right here at home.
This whole deep dive has given me so much to think about, and I hope it's done the same for our listeners. It's a good reminder that even when we're focused on local issues, we're all part of a bigger interconnected world.
For sure. And the decisions that are made by these government agencies, even the ones that seem far away from our daily lives, they can have ripple effects that we all feel.
So to our listeners in Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena, you know, the ones who are passionate about making a difference in their communities, keep up the amazing work. Your efforts are so important. They're making a real impact.
Absolutely. And if you're looking for ways to get involved, check out Think and Act Locally. They're doing incredible work empowering residents and improving the quality of life right here in our area.
You can find them online at thinkandactlocally.com/donate. And every little bit helps, you know. It all goes towards supporting their mission of building stronger, more resilient communities.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, everyone. We'll see you next time.